Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Once again, in tune two, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown, Jr. We do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, there's nothing changed. It's always the same. As on tonight, I'm asking all listeners, because we have a lot of new listeners. I'm looking at the screen now, so I see where God is blessing this worldwide platform, this ministry. So we have a lot of new listeners. So I'm asking all listeners, please get your Bibles, get your pens, get your paper ready to follow along as we get ready to go into God's Word on tonight. I will be delivering the Word on tonight. And so before we go into the Word, we always open up with prayer. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go into prayer with me at this time. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ, we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name on tonight. We know that you're worthy of all of our praise. In the midst of it all, in the midst of life's storms and tribulations, we know that you're worthy to be praised through it all. So now, Lord, we come in the name of Jesus Christ, asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself and my entire family. and every faithful doer of your word all over the land, every believer in Jesus Christ, forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions, so that our work for you on earth would not be in vain, so that we can continue to move forward and fulfill our God purposes in the earth for your glory is our prayer in the name of Jesus. And Father, we come now lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can. Also, Heavenly Father, we lift up all those that are bereaved. They have bowed down here as they're dealing with sorrow on tonight. Let them remember and know, Heavenly Father, that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Heavenly Father, we come now asking in the name of Jesus Christ that as your word go forth on tonight, we pray, Lord, that it will go forth with power, that it will be received. And most of all, Heavenly Father, we pray that if there should be any listener who is not saved in your Son Jesus Christ's name on tonight, it's our prayer and our hope and desire that something will be said that will prick their hearts to the point that they will open their own mouth, even on tonight, and confess their sins and ask Jesus Christ, your Son, to come into their hearts and save them, is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we also come lifting up our president and every world leader, Heavenly Father, that have hidden motives and agendas. You know all about it. You know what's going on. You know their hearts, and you know their heart's intent. So we just thank you that you are in total control at all times. So we ask that you would trust their hearts, Lord, that they would be able to show love and compassion toward all people. First and foremost, we pray, Lord, that they would come to know you and your Son, Jesus Christ. And if they're not saved, we pray that they would become saved in Jesus' name. So we know that once they're saved, Heavenly Father, it's our hope and prayer and desire that once they're saved in Jesus' name, that they would do right by all people, by showing love and compassion for all people, that you would be glorified through them. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. We pray now, Lord, that you would help us to decrease on tonight and help so that you may increase in us, because you know who's going to be listening and what we all stand in need of. So we just give you glory, honor, and praise. Once again, we thank you that you are not like man. We thank you that you cannot fail, you cannot lie, you cannot change. And we are so grateful that all power in heaven and earth is in your hands, and that you never slumber nor sleep. So we just give you the glory, honor, and praise for who you are once again on tonight. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. All the people of God said amen. Well, on tonight, as I said earlier, I will be bringing forth the word of God on tonight. And tonight's message is power in Jesus' blood. Once again, tonight's message is power, P-O-W-E-R, power in Jesus' name. And our main scripture will be coming from Leviticus chapter 17, verse 11. I am going to go to our music break right now, and then we're going to come back, because this is a lot that we have to go through on tonight. So that's why it's important that you have your Bible. So we're going to be giving you some scriptures that you can refer to as we go through God's word together on tonight. So I am so excited about this awesome word on tonight that God is going to be glorified through it. And I pray that every listener be blessed by this word on tonight. Once again, the message title on tonight is Power in Jesus' Blood. Enjoy the music break.
So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Worth living. Aren't you grateful on tonight that Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King, thought that our lives, your life and my life, were worth living, that he came down and he sacrificed his life for you and me. So I'm grateful for that on tonight. I got so excited about delivering this word on tonight, I forgot to give you all the spiritual food for thought on tonight. And tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, sometimes we just have to deal with the fact that life doesn't always go our way. You just have to remain positive. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. Sometimes we just have to deal with the fact that life doesn't always go our way. You just have to remain positive. I'm also asking all the listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassadors/vessels. And once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can always email me at James_Brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. And because we do have a lot of new listeners, I want to make this quick one announcement before we get into the word. Again, after this announcement, I'm going to go directly into the word, so I pray that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready. My announcement for tonight is God has opened new doors for others to have shows up under this worldwide platform. You might want to write this information down so you can tune in to these other shows and be blessed by God's word. The first show is titled Theologically Speaking with hosts Jose and Danielle Dorsey, the husband and wife team. They are the hosts. Their show airs each and every first and third Thursday night from 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Next, we have Clinically Speaking with host Sierra Renee, a woman of God, a psychologist. Her show airs each and every fourth Thursday and every first Saturday night from 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Next, we have Ministry Impossible with host Minister Sharon Rambis. He is a member of Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, where I am also a member. He is our bishop's armor bearer. Again, his show is titled Ministry Impossible. His show airs each and every second Thursday and every fourth Saturday night from 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Next, we have Pastor Eric Morpheus, the pastor of Eagle Wings Church, which is located in Warren, Michigan. He comes on my show each and every second Thursday night. Again, my show starts from 8 to 9 p.m. Pastor Eric Morpheus brings God's word on my show each and every second Thursday night. Then we have Pastor Norman King, my first cousin, pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He comes forth over this worldwide platform on my show each and every third and fourth Saturday night, bringing forth God's word. And finally, we have Deacon Marvin Cox. He comes forth each and every first and second Saturday. He always shares with the listening audience and myself inspirational poems. He also delivers God's word. So I pray that you have written that information down. And for the new listeners and for the remind those that listen constantly, all shows are kept in archives. So you can always go back and pull up all of my shows, which are titled Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God? All the other shows that I just mentioned, you can always go to my website and pull up my shows. And also, you can also listen to the shows that I just gave you the dates and times for. I am so excited for this word. We're going to get right into the word on right now. Once again, tonight's message, power in Jesus' blood. Once again, the main scripture is Leviticus chapter 17, verse number 11. According to Webster's New Explorer Dictionary, blood is red liquid that circulates in the heart, the arteries and veins of humans and animals. According to the King James Version of the Bible, in Leviticus chapter 17, verse 11, for the life of the flesh is in the blood. And I, who is this I? We're talking about Jesus. I'm going to go back and I'm going to say it again. For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I, Jesus, have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul. Verse number 14 says, for it is in the life of all flesh. The blood of it is for the life thereof. Therefore, I say unto the children of Israel, ye shall eat the blood of no manner of flesh, for the life of all flesh is in the blood. Thereof, whosoever eateth it shall be cut off. That's from the King James Version of the Bible. And then we're going to look at what it says in the NIV, the Amplified Bible. NIV, that was the King James Version. Now the NIV Amplified Version says, looking at verse number 11, it says, for the life, the animal soul, is in the blood. And I, Jesus, have given it for you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that maketh atonement by reason of the life which it represents. We take a look in Romans chapter 3, verses 24 through 26. And this is the King James Version. What I'm going to be doing on tonight, I'm going to give you the King James Version of the Bible first, and then I'm going to go and give you the NIV Amplified Version. So Romans chapter 3, verses 24 through 26, the King James Version of the Bible says, and this verse number 24 says, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Verse number 25 says, whom God has set forth to be appropriation through faith in his blood, in Jesus. We're talking about Jesus' blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are passed through the forbearance of God. And verse number 26 says, to declare, I say, at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Forbearance means refrain from or be patient. Once again, forbearance, the word forbearance means to refrain from or to be patient. From the NIV Amplified Bible says, I'm going to go to verse number 22. And it says, namely, the righteousness of God, which comes from believing with personal trust. Again, personal trust and confidence, reliance on Jesus Christ, the Messiah. And it is meant for all who believe, not some, but all who believe, that there is no distinction. Verse number 23 says, since all have sinned, not some, but all have sinned, and are fallen short of the honor and glory which God bestows and receives. Verse number 24. All, not some, all are justified and made upright and in right standing with God freely and graciously by his grace, his unmerited or unearned favor, in mercy through the redemption which is provided in Christ Jesus. I'm going to read that again. Verse number 24, all are justified and made upright and in right standing with God freely and graciously by his grace, his unmerited or unearned favor and mercy through the redemption which is provided in Christ Jesus. Aren't you grateful for that? I know I am on tonight. And then verse number 25 says, whom God put forward before the eyes of all as a mercy seat and appropriation by his blood, which is the cleansing and life, giving sacrifice of atonement and reconciliation to be received through faith. And it had to be received through faith. This was to show God's righteousness, because in his divine forbearance, because in his divine forbearance, he had passed over and ignored former sins without punishment. Wow. That's something to think about. Verse number 26 says, it was to demonstrate and prove at the present time in the now season that he himself, who are we talking about? We're talking about Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior. Jesus is righteous, and that he justifies and accepts as righteous him, as righteous who him who has true faith in Jesus Christ. Because some people, they say they have faith in God, but God knows who have true faith in him. Aren't you glad? Aren't you grateful on tonight? That's why I love God, because he searches our hearts. He searches our minds. You can tell me one thing, but God is searching on the inside. He knows who's for real and who is really serving him and who is really believing him in faith in Jesus. So we must remember God's word, which tells us that without faith, it is impossible to please him. And we can find that in the book of Hebrews. The book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse number 6. I'm going to say it again, because someone needs to remember what God said in that word. He said to us, remember God's word. For without faith, it is impossible to please him. Again, that's Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 6. And then in Romans, the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse number 17 says unto you and I, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. What can wash away our sins? Guess what? Here we go. And this is what I love about God. This is what I love about the blood of Jesus. When he washes our sins away, he is washing away our past sins, our present sins, and even our future sins. What an awesome God we serve. Thank God for Jesus, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. So I'm going to say that again, because someone needs to be reminded what the word says. What can wash away our sins? And this is me paraphrasing right here, and I must make that clear, because some people do want to kind of tie that in with the scriptures, but this is a song that a lot of people sing in churches. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. So, again, I am so grateful that not only the sins that we commit right now, Jesus' blood washes away all of our past sins, your past sins, my past sins, our present sins, and even our future sins, sins that we have not even committed yet. The blood of Jesus, only the blood of Jesus can wash us away those sins. So we just thank God that our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and our soon coming King, it is through his blood that we can be redeemed back to God, our Heavenly Father and Creator. So this is what every believer in Christ Jesus should be grateful for. And also, we should also be thankful at all times that his love for God, Jesus' love for God, and Jesus' love for mankind, mankind includes you, the listener, and even me, that his love, the love of Jesus Christ, is what caused him to come down from glory. He came down from heaven in the form of flesh, in the form of man. And why did he do that? He came down to pay our sin debt on the cross. And that his sinless blood still works today And guess what? That blood would never lose its power. What an awesome God we serve. That's some powerful blood. The blood of Jesus, it still works. And I'm a witness, it still works today. And I'm sure a lot of you listeners who are saved in Jesus Christ, you can bear witness that the blood of Jesus still works today, and it will never lose its power. We ought to be thankful, and we ought to be thanking God every day that the power that's in the blood, that is in the blood of Jesus Christ. Those who witnessed the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, guess what they did? They saw his agony, and they heard him cry out in a loud voice. And what did he say? He was saying to the Father, "It is finished." What is finished? What is he talking about? It is finished. Everything that he came down from glory to do on behalf of you and I, mankind, he did it. And it was all done on the cross. All of our sins, all of our hang-ups, and everything that's not like God was nailed to the cross. And thank God that once Jesus said, "It is finished," as he gave up the ghost, some people say spirit, but as he gave up the ghost, his final words from the cross were, "Not a cry of painful defeat." Again, it was not a cry of painful defeat, but a shout of triumph, because he had accomplished all that the Father sent him to do. He had accomplished all that was required for us to be, our sins to be washed away, so that we can be redeemed back to our Heavenly Father and our Creator. What an awesome God we serve. Aren't you grateful on tonight for Jesus Christ? Aren't you glad that you have a personal relationship with him? We ought to be glad that Jesus Christ came down, because only he could have done this. So as I was referring just now, that is found in John, the book of John, chapter 19, verse 30. And I'm going to read that again. Again, John, in the book of John, chapter 19, verse 30. His agony, and heard him again. Let me go back to where it says, those who witnessed the crucifixion of Jesus saw his agony, and they heard him cry out in a loud voice, "It is finished." As he gave up the spirit, his final words from the cross were not a cry of painful defeat, but a shout of triumph. That means he had the victory, because he had accomplished all that the Father sent him to do, all that was required for us to be able to go to Jesus Christ and be redeemed back to our Heavenly Father. So when Jesus died, he shared in what all of us must experience. Not some of us, but all of us must experience. But far beyond that, Jesus, he did what none of us could do. Why did we say that? Jesus did what none of us could do. He did what I could not do. He did what you could not do. No matter how perfect some people think they are, there is none righteous and none perfect but Jesus Christ. And that's what I love about his blood. His blood is holy, righteous. So that, and it was pure. It had no contaminations of sin whatsoever in it. So that's why he had to come down in the form of human flesh and shed his own righteous, sinless blood for you and for me. What an awesome God we serve in Christ Jesus on tonight. I am so glad that he is the one that he knew without a doubt that if he had not came down and did what he did on the cross, that our souls would be lost forever throughout eternity. You and I will be condemned to hell, to spend eternity in hell, if Jesus Christ had not came down from glory and he paid the price on the cross for you and for me. Those who accept him as God's son. See, if you are not a believer on tonight, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ, this is your opportunity. You too can be saved. And that's why Jesus came. Because God the Father, is not his desire that any souls be lost. So God, he knew that the only way that we could be redeemed back to him was through his son, his only begotten beloved son. So that's why I'm so grateful that Jesus Christ He loved God the Father, and he loved you and I, mankind, so much that he came down and he paid the price for our sins, again, for your sins and my sins, that we all might be forgiven and have eternal life through faith in him. So if you are listening on tonight, if you know that you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal risen Lord and Savior, you have an opportunity to do that even right now as you hear my voice. And you, all you have to do is open your mouth, confess to the Lord that you are a sinner, and because he already knows that. So nothing surprises God, because he sits high and he looks low, and his eyes are in every place. They roam the earth. His eyes are in every place. He see you, he see me. There's no place that you or I can hide from. The word says, I don't have that scripture in front of me, that if we make our beds in hell, guess what? He's there too. So you cannot hide from God. So again, it's not God's desire that any souls perish. So if you are listening on tonight, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ, the word of God says you have to open your own mouth and you have to confess your sins and you have to open your mouth and ask Jesus Christ, God's only begotten Son, to come into your heart. You have to ask him to forgive you of your sins first. And you must believe by faith that Jesus Christ is God's Son. And then you ask him to come into your heart and save you. That's his intent. That's what he wants you to do. He wants you. I cannot do it for you. Your mother, your father, your pastor, your best friend, your boo, whoever it is that's saved in Jesus' name, they cannot do it for you. You have to do it yourself. Open your own mouth and mean it from your heart. See, that's what I love about God. It goes back to God is searching our hearts. So he knows if you're serious or not. This is a serious matter because your soul is at stake, even on tonight, because we don't know the day nor the hour when God is going to call us back home. So if you are not saved in Jesus' name, guess what? Your home is not going to be in glory. It's not going to be in heaven. It's going to be spent in hell fire throughout eternity. So that can be stopped right now. You can stop that right now. And you can change your soul's final destination on tonight by believing in faith that Jesus Christ is God's Son. And you ask him to come into your heart and save you. And he will do just that. He is standing at the door of your heart knocking. And all you have to do is open up your heart and open that door. And guess what? He's going to come in. And the word of God said he's going to come in and he's going to sup with you. He's going to have a relationship with you. And that's what he wants. You must have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Again, your mother's relationship with Jesus Christ is not going to help you. Your pastor, your bishop, your father, whoever your minister is that's over you, if you're not saved in Jesus' name, you are attending church, and you know you're not saved, that pastor cannot save you. Your best friend cannot save you. You have to open your own mouth and ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart and save you. And he will do that, and he will come in, and he will abide with you. He will take abode with you, as the Bible says, and he will have an established relationship, a personal relationship with you. And then you will start to grow and come to know Jesus better and better day by day as you get into the word of God and study his word and grow in the word of God. So I am so glad that when Jesus said, "It is finished," that means that that was a shout of the Lord Jesus Christ of victory. Once again, that was a shout of victory from Jesus Christ, even on the cross when he said, "It is finished." Because now, through him, we can escape the power of sin. We can live and be free. Thank God for the power that's in the blood of Jesus Christ. So I, again, ask that you, if you know that you are not saved in Jesus' name on tonight, you can do it right now. He's waiting on you. Someone says, I'm waiting on God. No, God is waiting on you. The opportunity is right here before you now. As you hear my voice, you can open your mouth once again and ask Jesus Christ to come in and save you. That, again, is the purpose of him coming down from the cross. Not coming down from the cross, but that's his purpose from coming down from glory, from heaven, to redeem you and me so that we can be saved, those that are willing to accept him. Again, he's not gonna force himself upon you. I thank God that he's a gentleman. He do not force himself upon anyone. You have to want him freely. So the opportunity is here. If you're not saved in Jesus' name on tonight, and for those of you that may be weak in your faith, you need to know that Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King, it is through faith. The word of God said faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If you are saved on tonight and you know that you have backslidden, thank God for the blood of Jesus Christ that still works, and that power is always and forever will be in Jesus' blood, the sinless, righteous blood of Jesus Christ. Thank God for the blood of Jesus Christ. Again, that blood of Jesus Christ, it still works, and it will never lose its power. So I am so grateful to God that I know him for myself. I thank God for my mother, who's now resting in heaven. I thank God for her life, her relationship with Jesus Christ. And I'm sure that I have a lot of witnesses that are listening on tonight, that you may have parents that grew up in the faith, and they knew that they had children, and they not only taught you the word at home, but they took you to church. They didn't send you. They took you to church, and they were there receiving that same word that you was receiving and hearing. So they brought you to church where you can get the word for yourself, and then they realized that they could not save you. They realized that only through Jesus Christ you could be saved, and you have to believe it by faith. It's all about faith. See, faith is what moves the hand of God. I am so grateful for faith, and that faith that we have in Jesus Christ is powerful. Don't take that lightly. Again, it takes faith to please God. So without faith, it's impossible to please him. So do you have faith on tonight? Do you believe that there is power in Jesus' blood on tonight? I am so glad that Jesus Christ came down and he paid your sin debt and my sin debt. Again, our past, present, and future sins, not sin, but sins with an S, because we all have sinned and come short of God's glory. But that's why we thank God for our risen Lord and Savior and our soon coming King. What an awesome gift to mankind that God saw fit that his son would be the only one that could redeem us back to him. And it was only through the power that's in the blood of Jesus Christ that we was able to be saved in Jesus' name. So I thank God for the power that's still in the blood of Jesus Christ, even today, so that you and I who are saved in Jesus' name, so that when he do call us, because we know not the day nor the hour when the Son of Man shall appear, we don't know when God is going to call us home. We don't know that. Only God knows. So it's always best to be prepared. And the only way you can be prepared for sure is to know that you are saved in Jesus' name and that you are standing on his promises by faith that there is power in Jesus' blood, so that when he do call, because you know what, you can be, and I know that you all hear this on the news. I hear it here in Detroit, and I watch the world news, and I'm sure that a lot of you may watch the world news as well. But see, so many things are happening today. And the devil, the Satan, the father of lies, he is still doing what he does. He is still roaming the earth, seeking whom he may devour. So that's why we hear on the news all the time, and it's very sad. So that's why you have to make sure that you're covered by the blood of Jesus, that you're saved in his name, because so much is happening today, so much evil in the world today. You can be laying in your bed. So many people have been laying in their beds, and have bullets have come through the walls and killed them instantly. People have been watching TV, sitting on their couches in the living room, watching TV, minding their own business. Children have been shot and killed, all because of the enemy have a plan to take out our lives before we get to know who Jesus Christ is and accept him as our personal risen Lord and Savior. So that's what the enemy does. He's still doing that. So you must know that you're covered by the blood of Jesus Christ, because, again, we don't know when we're going to leave this world, and we don't know how we're going to leave this world. So it's best to know that you are prepared, because, again, we don't know what the enemy has planned, we know that his plans are not good. They're always evil. So he have no respect of persons, just like the Lord have no respect of persons. The enemy don't care who you are. He don't care what your nationality is. He don't care what color you is. His own purpose and goal is to kill, steal, and destroy. And he's doing just that. We see it every day. So he have not changed. But guess what? Jesus have not changed either. So I thank God that there is power in Jesus' blood. I pray that you have received this word on tonight. I pray that this has been a blessing to someone on tonight, especially for those that may be listening that are not saved on tonight. This is an urgent request. This is very serious. This is a serious matter, because once we leave this earth, once we die, we want to know, you want to know, I want to know, I want to make sure that I'm covered in the blood of Jesus. I'm saved in his name, so that when I do get called home, whenever God chooses to call me home, however he chooses to do it, whenever he chooses to do it, I know without a doubt that I'm saved in Jesus' name. And I know that I'm covered by his blood, because there is power in Jesus' blood. Don't take the risk. It's not worth it. It is vital that if you're not saved in Jesus' name on tonight, don't take your life for granted. Don't let the enemy fool you, saying that you're going to live a long time. The enemy don't know that. Only God knows. So don't play Russian roulette with your soul. I'd rather know that I'm saved in Jesus' name than to take a chance and not be saved. Because, again, only through Jesus Christ can anyone be saved. And I'm going to say this again, as I always have said in the past, and because we have so many new listeners, some people are still under the impression that you can be saved in the name of God. No, you cannot, because God is a spirit. And again, the word of God says those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So God is not everyone's father. God is everyone's creator. I'm going to say that again. God is not everyone's father. He is everyone's creator. He becomes your father when you accept his son, Jesus Christ, in faith, and you're saved in his name. Then God becomes your father. And what I love about God, he always stands ready to hear a sinner's prayer. And once you are, if you're a sinner, know that God is standing by. He's waiting on you to open your mouth, confess your sins, and accept his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior. Once you open your mouth and confess your sins and ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart and save you, then God becomes your father. So that's why it's so important to realize and know that there is power in Jesus' blood. Again, don't take your life and don't take your soul for granted, because your soul has to go somewhere. It will spend eternity in one or two places. It's either going to be hell or it's going to be heaven. I choose heaven as my final destination for my soul's resting place. What about you on tonight? Are you saved in Jesus' name? I don't know that. Only you can answer that. So God knows. Again, he's searching every heart. So many people are going around with masks on their faces. They are deceiving people, and they can act all holy, and they can act like they're saved. They can go to church and know they're not saved, and they would jump up and shout harder than a Christian that is saved in Jesus' name, and they know they're not saved in Jesus' name. But God knows. No one can fool God. I am so glad that no one can fool God. You can't trick him. You cannot fool him. He knows if you're really saved or not. So if you're not saved on tonight, I pray that you have received this word, that there is power in Jesus' blood, and that don't take your life for granted. Don't take your soul for granted, your soul's final resting place. Don't take it for granted or lightly that you know you're not saved in Jesus' name. And some people, I hear this at homegoing services all the time. Some people, they always say, oh, he or she is in a better place. They're going to heaven. But were they saved? If they were not saved in Jesus' name, no, they're not going to heaven. They are going straight to hell. But guess what? Before they get to hell, we're all going to stand before God in the day of judgment, and we're going to give an account. And then if you're not saved in Jesus' name, when we stand before God and give an account for your life, when you had an opportunity, you had a chance to do it while you was living on earth, and your The blood was running warm in your veins, and you chose not to choose Jesus as your personal risen Lord and Savior. And then once you stand before God in the judgment and you have not accepted Jesus Christ, then that's where your soul is going to end up in hell. And that's exactly what the enemy wants. That's his desire, to see everyone that's not saved in Jesus' name. He know that his soul, he know that he's going to spend eternity in hell, in hell fire. So he want to take as many souls with him as he can. So you don't have to go that way. That's your choice on tonight. Choose you this day whom you're going to serve. Are you going to serve Jesus Christ, or are you going to serve the enemy, the devil? That's a question for you tonight that only you can answer. And I pray and hope that you choose Jesus, because he's freely standing there with his arms wide open, waiting on you, the sinner, who have not saved in his name yet. He's still standing there waiting on you to call upon his name. Call up on him while he's near, because there may come a time that you may not be able to call on him. So don't, again, so much is happening in the world today so fast, and the way the enemy is using some of the people that are in power, foreign countries, and they are using these tactics. We never know, because the enemy is using a lot of our world leaders today with these, all of these different missiles and things that they are building. And you know what? That's exactly what the enemy wants. The enemy wants that to happen, to destroy mankind before everyone who is not saved. He wants to destroy the earth, mankind, so that he can have as many souls to go to hell with him as he can. So, again, don't take life for granted. You see the news. You see what's going on in the world. You could be walking up and down the street minding your own business, and someone can come out of nowhere and shoot you or stab you. Or you could be walking down the street and a car come out of nowhere and hit you. Or driving down the freeway and there's an accident that happens and you are involved in it. And because of that, you're not guaranteed that you're going to live. So don't take your life for granted while you have a chance. And I thank God that he gives us a chance. Again, choose you this day whom you're going to serve. And the only way you can serve Jesus Christ, you got to be saved in his name first. And you have to be saved by faith. Because, again, without faith, it's impossible to please God. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So you have heard this word on tonight. So now that you have heard the word, and you know that you're not saved in Jesus' name, and you know that there is power in the blood of Jesus, what are you going to do about it? So I thank God for this word on tonight. This was a powerful word, and that's why I was excited about bringing this word on tonight, because someone needed to hear this word. And I thank God that he knows who's going to be listening, and he knows exactly what we all stand in need of. What an awesome God we serve. I pray that you receive this word in love on tonight. Some people may try to hold it against me personally, but it's not from me. This word comes straight from God. I'm just a vessel, a servant, and ambassador of Jesus Christ. Just as many of you who are listening on tonight who are saved in Jesus' name, that's what you are. That's what we are. We are servants. We are ambassadors, and we are vessels of the Most High God. So it's our job to continue to go into the hedges and highways and spread the good news of Jesus Christ to sinners, men, women, boys, and girls who are not saved in Jesus' name all over the land. And that's why I thank God for the worldwide internet, that through the internet, many millions of souls and many people can hear God's word. That's why I love about Jesus Christ. He said in his word that greater works that you and I will be able to do after he leaves, after he has gone back to the Father, that's where he is now, our Heavenly Father. Jesus is right there right now, sitting at the right hand of God, making intercession for you and I on tonight. But he said, once we leave this earth, and I thank God for the Holy Spirit, we can only do our work through the Holy Spirit, those of us who are saved in his name. He told us that greater works that we will do, and I think that's what it all boils down to, because Jesus knew, he already foreknew that the worldwide internet was going to be here. And so that's why many people can be reached with God's word. Because Jesus Christ, when he was here in the flesh, he can only be in one place at one time. But you and I, who are servants of the Most High God on tonight, we are the vessels that he's using. and we have the internet. We have Instagram and Facebook and all these different media access that we can spread the good news of Jesus Christ and let people know that are not saved in Jesus' name, but there is power in Jesus' blood. So I thank God for this word on tonight. I pray that you have received it. I pray that you were blessed by it on tonight. And I want you to know, again, all of these shows are in archives. So if you know of a friend or you know of a family member or a loved one, a neighbor or whoever, someone on the street corner, and you know they're not saved in Jesus' name, that they have a phone or they have a tablet or a computer, you can always give them this website. And they can always go to this archives and they can always pull up today's show or any shows that have been done on through Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God. And they can always listen to this show and all the other shows that I gave you the names of on tonight and the times and dates and the different hosts. That's what I love about the internet. So you and I have no excuse for not being able to share the good news of Jesus Christ, whether it's in person, one-on-one, or whether it's through, like what we're doing right now, through this worldwide internet, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ, letting people know that there is power in Jesus' blood. I thank God for this word on tonight. So that's the word for the night, and I pray that you was blessed by it. So right now, we're going to continue to lift up all those that are sick and afflicted on tonight. I thank God once again that Deacon Marvin Cox is at home now recovering. Again, he come forth on this worldwide platform sharing inspirational poems, and he always deliver a powerful word. So we thank God for him. We're just going to continue to pray his healing in Jesus' name. And so on this coming Saturday, you want to tune in and be blessed by the man of God in the person of my first cousin, Pastor Norman King. On this coming Saturday, he will be bringing forth the word at 8 p.m. on this coming Saturday. And I have a special guest that will be doing a sharing a testimony, and she will be doing a solo on this coming Saturday night. I heard her at a Pastor Isaiah Timmons Jr.'s 50-year anniversary gala banquet on the 14th of this month. And she rendered an awesome, powerful solo. She is an anointed woman of God that God is using to sing his praises. So I want you all to tune in this coming Saturday and be blessed by the word of God from Pastor Norman King. Again, the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina. And then also this powerful woman of God, Sister Quintella Caldwell. She's going to share with us a powerful testimony. And then she's going to share with us a solo for our music break. So you want to tune in. You want to pass the word to your friends and your neighbors. Share it on Facebook, however you do your social media, Instagram, whatever you do, even on your websites, whatever you may have. Share the news about this worldwide platform so others can tune in and be blessed by God's word. So for now, we're going to close out for tonight, and we're going to close out in prayer, as we always do. Again, I can't state enough how excited I was to bring forth this word. It's a powerful word tonight that was delivered. Power in Jesus' blood. Again, the main scripture was from Leviticus chapter 17, verse 11. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, that's in the name of Jesus, we come once again to give you glory and honor and praise. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, even your sufficient grace toward us in spite of ourselves. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are not like man. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you search every heart and your eyes are in every place. There's no place that we can hide from you. We just thank you, Heavenly Father, and we thank you that we can look to the hills from which cometh our help. For all of our help comes from you, from you alone. So we give you glory and honor and praise on tonight. Heavenly Father, our prayer, hope, and desire that you will move by your spirit through your word on tonight, that it will prick the hearts of those that have heard this word on tonight. They will be able to open their own mouths, confess the Lord Jesus Christ, and be saved in his name on tonight, so that they will come to know the true meaning when we find out and we hear that there is power in Jesus' blood, so they would be able to know for themselves that there is power in Jesus' blood. So we thank you, Heavenly Father, for who you are once again. We thank you that you're not like man. We thank you that you are in total control at all times. no matter what it looks like, no matter how it feels, no matter what we think, we who are saved in Jesus' name, we know without a doubt that you are in total control. This we say, thank you. We bless your name. You're so worthy to be praised. We can't do enough to give you glory and honor. You have been so good to us in spite of ourselves. We don't deserve it. But you are an awesome God. You are awesome in all your ways. But we just love you on tonight. We thank you for loving us first in spite of ourselves. So now, Lord, we ask that you will continue to move by your Spirit. Continue to bless each listener. You know who they are and what they stand in need of. You said in your word that you would grant us and give us the desires of our heart. And no good thing would you withhold from them that love you and that walk of right. So we just love you on tonight. We thank you for your promises. We thank you that you are our promise keeper. Again, Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are our Heavenly Father. And we just thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, for his great sacrifice. First, for his love for you, and then his love for mankind. That he sacrificed his life, came down from glory in the form of man to pay our sin debt with his own righteous, precious blood, his sinless blood that redeems even today. And we know that he is now sitting at your right hand making intercession for the saints of God. So we just thank you on tonight. So we ask that you to continue to have your way, continue to bless each ministry all over the land that are truly delivering and preaching and teaching and standing on your word. And Father, without hidden motives or agendas, that you will be glorified. So have your way, Lord, over this worldwide platform. We thank you for this worldwide platform, this worldwide ministry. We pray, Lord, that you will continue to bless it, that it will continue to grow like never before, that you alone will be glorified. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. All the people of God said amen. But that's the word of God for tonight. So in the meantime, we're going to play for the closing song on tonight, Cover Me, Lord. Thank God that we who are saved in Jesus' name, we're covered by the blood of Jesus. And he said in his word that once we're saved, nothing and no one can pluck us out of his hands. Until this coming Saturday, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
Cover me, with thy Spirit. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thy with thyself.